Joe Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Talking to her mama on the phone. I love it when she raps to an Eminem song. That's my girl. Man, her eyes really drive me crazy. You should see her smile when she holds a baby. I can honestly say that she saved me. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown and Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Every night when she goes to bed, she hits her knees and bows her head. Thanks the Lord for another day. I just thank him for my girl. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown and Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Oh, my girl. Yeah, that's my girl.
In my truck, in the songs that I sing with the radio up.
My girl.
In my heart, in my soul, in the air that I breathe every day. Everything.
My girl. That's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown and Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my.
Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Townsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House is adamant that the Maryland man deported to El Salvador on suspicions he was a gang member will remain in a prison there.
Nothing will change the fact that Abrego Garcia will never be a Maryland father. He will never live in the United States of America again.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt speaking Wednesday, even though the Supreme Court's ordered the Trump administration to facilitate Abrego Garcia's return. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen was blocked from meeting with Abrego Garcia when he traveled to El Salvador. Separately, a federal judge said there's probable cause the Trump administration acted in contempt of court in defying his ruling to bring back two airplanes carrying deported migrants. Officials from the U.S. and Japan met Wednesday for trade talks. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that the economic effects of President Trump's tariffs will lead to higher inflation and slower growth. Today, Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Paris for talks on the Russia-Ukraine war. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Wednesday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. May milk down 21 to 1787, June down 37 to 1713, July down 22 to 1772, August down 13 at 1812. Cheese markets were mixed, barrels down 2.5 to 187.5, 40-pound blocks up 2.5 to 182.5, one trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter down 1 to 230. 8 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 116 and 3 quarters, no trades. Dry whey steady at 47 and a half, 2 trades on the day. Livestock markets were mostly higher as the trade remained to continue to capitalize on the bullish energy that's resurfaced, especially in the cattle markets. Asking prices do remain firm in the south, but are not known in the north. Hog markets were also mostly higher as there was plentiful support from a technical and fundamental standpoint as well. Pork cutout values were also higher due to a 6.17 jump in the rib price. April live cattle up 227 to 207.07. April feeder cattle up 57 cents to 289.95. May hogs up $1.95 to 90.15. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly higher on a risk-on type of trade on the day. Now, the weaker dollar also helping to support the markets as well. Also, some wet weather that could delay some planting progress for corn and beans, even though the corn and bean planting does continue to move forward. Wheat markets higher due to that weaker dollar and also higher MATIF wheat prices. New crop corn up 2.5 to 466 and 3 quarters. New crop beans up 4.5 to 1034 and a quarter. May wheat in Chicago up 5 and 3 quarters to 547 and 3 quarters. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
As important as the pool of traits and genetics is to the farmer, seed supplier is just as important. Bruner Seed is locally grown under the same weather conditions as your farms. Bruner Seed is committed to providing a quality seed at a fair price with a variety of corn and soybean products to choose from, as well as alfalfa and pasture mixes. Bruner Seed has the genetics and traits best suited for your farm. To find the dealer near you, call Bruner Seed at 715-677 725887. Bruner Seed Incorporated, family owned and operated, Highway 10, Durand.
Local markets on Wednesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 434, May 436, June 440, new crop 407. Cash beans 959, May 964, June 965, new crop 944. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn 449 and 3 quarters, May 449 and 3 quarters, June 453 and a quarter, new crop 416 and 3 quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 453, May 455, June 461, new crop 418. Synergy Co-op Elk Mount cash corn 434, new crop 416, cash beans 958, new crop 959. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 439, new crop 417, cash beans 959, new crop 949. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 454, May 458, June 462, new crop 427, cash beans 999, May 1001, June 1012, new crop 976. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn 430, May 432, new crop 410, cash beans 963, May 967, new crop 962. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 192 to 212. Holstein fed cattle 172 to 199. Market cows 105 to 145. Bulls 153 to 186. Calves 270 to 1250. Beef steers 220 to 432. Holstein steers 156 to 450. Sheep markets, market lambs and light lambs 295 and down. Ewes 115 and down. Rams 95 and down. Goat markets, does 170 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, feeder lambs 100 to 300, fed lambs 150 to 240. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 60s, wind out of the southeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers with a high in the mid 50s. It's barbecue season, and this spring you should kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpa'sbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Blue lights flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, boy, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. It threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
babe, loving you,
loving you,
loving you.
I'd give
all I've saved, loving you,
loving you,
loving you.
Cry.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Sylvia and Snapshot here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 40s. We're going to have increasing clouds today and showers and storms on the way. We'll have more details here coming up next hour with our newsmaker segment. Also next hour, while it's been somewhat of a quiet month for some of those USDA reports, but they're receiving attention, Rod Bain will have more with that in our newsmaker segment. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Dairy farmers, there may be a possibility of higher milk prices ahead. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Outside of a production drop in California, U.S. dairy is seeing some expansion. Mike North from Ever.Ag talks about what that looks like.
Well, we continue the trend of California being down 3%, and that just on the heels of that ongoing pressure from HPAI. And bottom line is they're coming out of the hole, but it's not going to be a fast process. So lower milk production in California. But when you look elsewhere, producers in the near west, you know, in those states that run from the I-29 through the panhandle of Texas, continuing to see some ongoing growth there as new plants come online. And we're not just looking at this as a regional, but a national trend. We grew 15,000 more cows and now 62,000 year over year growing the herd. And that ultimately is just a reflection of high prices bringing cows back in.
North talks about the possibility of higher milk prices in the near future.
The reality of bringing back higher prices is going to mean two things. Number one, we're going to have to shorten up supply, and we're continuing to ramp up more and more production, and we have the cows to do it. So as we talk about cheese production, the amount of new facilities that are coming online right now are such that by the end of the year, we're going to have 360 million pounds of cheese that do not have a home. So we have to grow exports and or domestic demand exponentially greater to get ahead of that supply curve in order to elevate prices to higher levels.
A second big challenge to higher milk prices, however, is tariffs.
What will Mexico do? How will they respond? We're already seeing pressure out of Canada. You know, anything that was covered under USMCA is still flying through and doing okay. But Canada's more than willing and ready to throw tariffs at us on any and all egg products. That was their immediate response when these went live back in March.
Mike North with Ever.Ag. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network, brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 60s, wind out of the southeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers with a high in the mid 50s. It's barbecue season, and this spring you should kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops are nipping on our heels. Off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little white checked out sitting right. A born to kill tattoo tried to cut in. I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking? We'll be right back.
sucker.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dwight Yoakam, Fast As You, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 40s, expecting some showers and storms this afternoon. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. National Farmers Union has sent a letter to the U.S. House and Senate urging lawmakers to support the Trade Review Act of 2025. The legislation would reassert congressional authority to review and approve any new tariffs imposed by the administration. Now, that Trade Review Act was introduced by Republican Senator Chuck Grassley and Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell. That in the Senate and then in the House, it was introduced by Representative Don Bacon of Nebraska and Josh Gothmeyer of New Jersey. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires, Titan wheels, and the innovators of low sidewall technology. While HPAI continues to devastate poultry production, turkey farmers have been grappling with a new virus in recent months. I'll have the details when we return. Don't let your farm tires limit performance in the field. Ditch the duels. Super Single Goodyear Farm Tires featuring Titan LSW technology help growers unlock greater performance. Featuring a larger rim and smaller sidewall, LSW technology minimizes soil compaction and creates a smoother ride in and out of the field. Discover what farmers across the country already know. LSW tire technology promotes greater efficiency on your farm, offering performance gains that practically pay for themselves. Still not convinced? Our nationwide network of ag specialists have your back, providing air pressure recommendations and farm-specific advice to maximize performance and get the most out of your tire investment. Titan has you covered with a full line of tires to fit every application on your farm. Contact your local Titan and Goodyear farm tire dealer today to learn more about LSW tire technology. The relatively new virus hitting turkey growers hard right now is avian metapneumovirus, a disease that first surfaced in the U.S. in January of 2024. The disease weakens turkeys' immune systems, leaving them vulnerable to secondary infections, which often cause significant flock losses. Iowa Turkey Federation Executive Director Greta Irwin highlighted just how severe the losses have become, telling a recent poultry industry conference that growers have reported losing up to 75% of their flocks. Irwin emphasized that although avian metapneumovirus hasn't made major headlines like highly pathogenic avian influenza, it's currently having an even stronger impact on turkey growers. She describes how the virus causes birds to experience prolonged illness, leading them into a critical state where secondary bacterial infections are typically what leads to their deaths. These large-scale losses come without financial compensation, putting considerable strain on farmers who face significant economic hits. The Iowa Turkey Federation is actively engaging with the USDA and the Farm Service Agency to explore possible financial assistance programs. Irwin mentioned that turkey growers are hopeful USDA will consider support similar to the livestock indemnity programs, which traditionally cover losses due to severe environmental conditions. Such programs could help growers absorb some of the substantial costs they're currently facing. Efforts are also underway to address the virus directly. Sunil Moore, an assistant professor at South Dakota State University, told reporters recently that researchers are actively working to create an effective vaccine against avian metapneumovirus. Moore's team is also investigating the origins of the specific virus strains, known as subgroups A and B, that have impacted U.S. flocks over the past year. In the meantime, turkey producers continue to monitor their flocks closely, taking extra precautions to maintain biosecurity and manage the virus's spread. Industry leaders like Irwin stress that federal action and support are crucial in helping producers weather this challenging period. I'll have more when we come back.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
As turkey farmers confront avian metapneumovirus, no formal aid has been announced yet, but the USDA and FSA are actively reviewing their options. Turkey growers remain hopeful that support, possibly modeled after existing disaster assistance programs, could be made available in the coming months. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International, innovators of low sidewall technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Suntan toe, tickling the sand. Cold drink chilling in my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, the night before, 'cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes, and my dark sunglasses, this sweet concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks down,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes
when
down.
The sun goes,
when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter.
We have come to the place in our love where our faith must be stronger than fear. For if true love is our destination, through every storm it must always be clear. The surest way to get there from here is to walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in. Never lies. It is by such grace we are bound to rise. If we walk on faith, trust in love, just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in love. Walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. Come on, walk on faith. When the valley is wide, everything inside.
Dobie Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
From a jack to a king. And a
that made me king of your heart.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Liberty Justice Center filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's authority to unilaterally issue the, quote, Liberation Day, unquote, tariffs, which the center says are devastating small businesses across the country. The lawsuit argues that the administration has no authority to issue across-the-board worldwide tariffs without congressional approval. The lawsuit filed in the U.S. Court of International Trade highlights the unprecedented nature of the tariffs, including a global 10% tariff on almost all imports and additional higher tariffs on other countries based on foreign trade barriers. The president invoked the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to justify the tariffs, as well as duties on Mexico, Canada, and China. The complaint says that the act doesn't authorize the president to impose across-the-board tariffs and doesn't actually authorize tariffs at all. No one person should have the power to impose taxes that have such vast consequences, said Jeffrey Schwab of the Liberty Justice Center. The Mexican government says it will begin talks with the U.S. to renew a bilateral agreement on Mexico's tomato exports. The U.S. government announced it would pull out of the agreement. The U.S. pullout would mean a 21% tariff would be put in place on Mexican tomato imports on July 14th. Reuters reported the U.S. Commerce Department said the agreement hasn't protected domestic tomato growers in the U.S. market. The agreement regulates tomato imports from Mexico into the U.S., and the goal was to help U.S. producers compete on a level playing field. The agreement went into effect in 1996 and was renewed in 2019 to stave off an anti-dumping investigation and end a tariff dispute. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said that Mexican tomatoes aren't replaceable by any other country's exports in terms of quantity or quality. She also says that without the pact, U.S. consumers would pay more for their tomatoes. Bayer says it may stop producing glyphosate, the world's most popular weed killer, unless it can get court protection against lawsuits blaming the herbicide for causing cancer. The Wall Street Journal says Bayer currently produces about 40% of the world's glyphosate needs, which farmers use to kill weeds that threaten their crops. Over the last 10 years, the herbicide has also caught Bayer up in a number of lawsuits. In early March, Bayer told farmers, suppliers, and retailers that it may have to stop selling Roundup, which would force U.S. farmers to rely on imported glyphosate from China. "We're pretty much reaching the end of our road," Bayer Chief Executive Bill Anderson told the Journal. "We're not talking years, but months instead." The USDA pointed out that more than 90% of soybeans, corn, and cotton crops planted in the U.S. are genetically modified to withstand the glyphosate-based weed killer. Reports continue to say that the Trump administration is planning to severely scale back or end all funding for many of the key programs in the Agriculture Department. That's according to White House documents obtained by Government Executive, which reports that the administration wants to cut workers and whole offices at a local level. A document from the Office of Management and Budget proposes fiscal 2026 funding levels that would gut research and conservation efforts and trim almost all programs across the board. OMB says many difficult decisions will become necessary to reach that proposed spending level for the upcoming fiscal year. The Farm Service Agency, the National Resources Conservation Service, and USDA's Rural Development employ almost 20,000 workers between them. One official who helps oversee the agency says the proposed changes to the budget would lead to office closures at the local level and affect face-to-face time with farmers. The 2025 Feeding the Economy report says over 47 million people in the U.S. work in the agriculture and food industries. That's 29% of the U.S. population. That number may be surprising to many, depending on where they live. One interesting thing about agriculture is the sheer number of jobs that aren't considered agriculture careers, but play a role in producing food and getting it to consumers. For example, agribusiness careers include everything from lawyers to human resource officers to managers. Then there are careers in environmental services and natural resources, including careers like fishery workers, ecologists, ethanol producers, and aquaculture workers. Agriculture mechanics is another key part of agriculture careers. Those include tank and truck drivers, service techs, livestock haulers, and others. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 60s, wind out of the southeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers with a high in the mid 50s. It's barbecue season, and this spring you should kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, Grandpa's BBQshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A high roller, even when the chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's 10 the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I bet it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be my lucky lady in time. Find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's your only game I know to play, it doesn't matter anyway. I did it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be my lucky lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I did it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be my lucky lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line.
Spare I'm under. Oh,
And all of this happened by taking your hand. And who I am now is who I wanted to be. And now that we're together, I'm stronger than ever. I'm happy and free. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can keep it all in. And if you ask me why I've changed, all I gotta do is say your sweet name. It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under, oh, it's
your love. It just does something to me.